Good morning, everyone. This morning we are in Isaiah chapter 39, and this is a real transitionary chapter before we move on to the rest of the book, which really is going to be written extremely prophetically in light of the fact that Israel is one day going to be overtaken, that being the southern kingdom of Israel, Judah, by the Babylonians. But God is promising that one day he's going to restore his people. And the rest of the book is largely about that restoration and the fact that the reason that they got in trouble and the reason that they were deported to Babylon was really due to sinfulness. You know, Hezekiah, who's king now, is such a great king, but his son, who's going to take over next, and I'm sure we will discuss that a little bit, was so wicked and so terrible, and that's what led then to the king of Babylon coming in. So what this chapter does is we've gotten past the Assyrian threat and also Hezekiah's illness, and as a result of Assyria being such a strong empire, it appears there was a relationship brewing between Babylon and Judah and that of Hezekiah, and you know, they had a common enemy in Assyria, and the Babylonians had heard that Hezekiah recovered, and they wanted to send a gift to Hezekiah saying, hey, we're so happy that you recovered. And that's what happens in this chapter. But what Isaiah is going to tell Hezekiah is, although you seem to be all friendly with these Babylonians right now, one day they're going to come and overtake this country. Let's take it in together. At that time, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon. Now, that is a reference to a king who worshipped Baal, B-E-L actually, which was a god of the Babylonians. And that god, Baal, false god by the way, could also be called Marduk, or M-A-R-D-U-K, which you can see in this son's name. So his dad, who has a reference to Baal in his name, you know, kind of named him after the god of Babylon who they followed. So these guys come, they sent letters to Hezekiah, for he heard that he had been sick and was growing stronger. And Hezekiah was glad about these things. Maybe he's glad that, hey, you know, we're friends with Babylon. Just in case Assyria threatens again, maybe we've got, you know, a friend. And Hezekiah was glad about these things. And he showed them all his treasure house, the silver and the gold and the spices and the good oil and his whole armory and all that was found in his treasury. So he's really buddying up to these Babylonians. There was nothing in his house, nor in all his dominion, that Hezekiah did not show them. Now, that likely was not wise. And then Isaiah the prophet came to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say? And from where have they come to you? And Hezekiah said, they have come to me from a far country, from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah said, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasuries that I have not shown them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of Yahweh of hosts. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and all that your fathers have treasured up to this day will be carried to Babylon. Nothing will be left, says Yahweh. And some of your sons who will issue from you, whom you will beget, will be taken away, and they will become officials in the palace of the king of Babylon. Then Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of Yahweh which you have spoken is good. That's very interesting. For he said, for there will be peace and truth in my days. It's kind of an interesting comment by Hezekiah, probably not one of his better comments. He's like, well, it's not going to happen in my lifetime, so it's okay. So it's going to happen in a future generation. Yeah, it's going to happen to my kids, and at least it's not going to happen in my lifetime. I mean, you would think that he would have a higher degree of honor for his country and wanting his country to continue to follow Yahweh, that he would not say that this was good news. You know, who knows what he's thinking at that moment and why he said that and that got recorded, but it doesn't seem like a really elevated comment or a godly comment on Hezekiah's part. Well, what he did here too, and showing off everything to Babylon, a country that clearly doesn't follow Yahweh, was not good either. Well, this is quite interesting, because this is going to end up leading, not that it's just because of this, it's really going to be because of their lack of faithfulness that Babylon is going to come in. And we are now going to head into, you know, the rest of this book, which is going to be very prophetic in nature. In fact, it's so prophetic about so many things, not only Israel being restored one day from Babylon, and even future kingdoms that are going to show favor to Israel, but there's going to be a lot of prophecies as we get into the mid-50s or early 50s in this book about Jesus. So Isaiah is one special prophet whom God given so much foreknowledge to about the events that were going to happen. So much so, by the way, that a lot of especially liberal scholars or just people against the Bible would say Isaiah 40 must have been written after the events happened. Well, obviously they weren't written after Jesus, so you know, that's not a very good argument. But he predicts so many things. They feel that those kind of people who don't believe in the inspired Word of God feel that it must have been written after. But you know, historically, any copy of the book of Isaiah is just one book. It's one complete book. And you know, the earliest account of that copies that we have is from those Dead Sea Scrolls. Some of you might be familiar with some of my teaching on the Dead Sea Scrolls. And, you know, those were scrolls that were in caves found in the Qumran area by people who were being persecuted and wanted to hide the Old Testament scrolls so that they wouldn't be burned. And the scrolls dated from 100 to 300 BC. So, you know, that would have been, anywhere from 400 to 500 years or so that before this. So, you know, Isaiah's around 700, you know, those scrolls were from 300 to 100, and all of the scrolls that were found, in fact, they had a very complete scroll of the book of Isaiah. That was one of the more well-preserved ones, which is pretty cool, of the Dead Sea Scrolls found in those caves. It had, you know, the whole book. I mean, there was no sense of any kind of division whatsoever. So really, the liberal scholars who do that, they're just doubting how God can be as accurately prophetic through Isaiah as he was. But there's really no good evidence that it's not one book written by Isaiah with grand prophecies fulfilled. So that's our transitional chapter. We learn of Hezekiah befriending Babylon, but this one whom he's going to befriend is one day going to take them over. Thank you for listening, and God bless you all.